Hello, my name is Lisa Elvins del Torre, and this is my channel, How Roots Will Travel. I'm a genealogist and a passionate traveler. Most of my videos will be about locations and other forms of genealogy, but right now I'm working on this series for the Fijiwa, the King's Daughters, and we're taking each of the Fee's daughters, each of the Fijiwa, I should say, and we're exploring their biographies. We're learning about the locations where they are in France and where they end up in New France. So part of it really is about travel, but this time it's time traveling and location traveling. So let's begin by exploring what are the Fijiwa. And by the way, today's video will be about Margaret Abraham. The Fijiwa was a program instituted by the intendant, Jean Tanno. I go into this in great detail in a video entitled The Fijiwa, the Program 2.0. If you would like to get more information, please have a look at the video. It will give you kind of a really good foundation upon which to kind of visualize your ancestor and see the kind of things that they went through. Our Fijiwa today, Marguerite Abraham, is not one of my great-grandmothers. She is, as well, a viewer wrote in and requested. So this is for you, the viewer who requested Marguerite Abraham. So let's have a look at Marguerite. She was born in 1645 in Paris, France, in the parish of Saint-Eustache. We've dealt with Saint-Eustache quite a number of times. There were quite a number of ladies, Fijiwa, who came from exactly this parish, which is a fascinating study in and of itself. She was baptized in this very famous church, the Saint-Eustache Church. The present building was built between 1532 and 1623, I think. It is an incredible church, as you can plainly see. And in fact, it was the church that was selected after Notre Dame had its big fire in 2018 or 19. They did the Easter ceremony here at the Saint-Eustache Church. It's the second largest. Now, this particular church is found in the first arrondissement of Paris, which is a very historic district. It is part of Les Halles, which dates back to the Middle Ages. So she came from a very rich and resonant place with a great deal of history, great deal of culture. Her father's name was Guillaume Abraham, and her mother was Denise Fleury. Now, she came to Canada on the Saint-Jean-Baptiste de Dieppe on arriving June 18, 1665. She carried with her goods worth about 50 pounds, in addition to the 50 pounds that the king would pay her upon her marriage. Now, let's have a look at the groom. His name, Joseph Ossanie Nadeau Dit-Laving. That's a big name. That's a big name. This is the picture of the church he was most likely baptized in. It is the Church of the Saint Martial. He was born in about 1637. He was born in a village called Genulac, which is a small village located really in the center of France. The town of Genulac is located in the department of Creux at the front of the French region of Limousin. This is the region where the famous city of Limoges is found, which is known worldwide for its porcelain. So that gives you kind of an idea. I found this postcard as well. So I thought that was really neat. It's an old postcard, of course, but it gives us kind of a feeling of the quaintness of the village and where he was coming from. His parents were named Massia Nadeau, his father, and Jeanne d'Épée. Now, so he's 1637, she's born 1645. They meet. All is good. They were married on November 6, 1665, at Indolia, according to the contract that remains. This is the transcription of the original paperwork. They were most probably married at St. Pierre, which had a church built in 1652. The church for the area they would settle in would not be built until much later. They settled at Indolia, and let's just review a little bit about Indolia. It's located on the St. Lawrence River, about 3 miles east of downtown Quebec City. This island was one of the first parts of the province to be colonized by the French, and a great percentage of French Canadians can trace their ancestry to early residents of this island. This island has sort of been described as a microcosm of traditional Quebec and as the birthplace of Francophones in North America. Officials later changed the name to Indolia in honor of the second son of King Louis I, Henri II, who was the Duke of Orleans. The island was also known as Grande Île, Sainte-Marie, and Saint-Laurent for certain periods in the 17th and 18th century. Important to note, if you go through documents and it says these names, you'll know that there is a chance that it could be that Saint-Laurent and not another Saint-Laurent. Early French settlers were attracted to the island because of its fertile soil. In 1661, the first parish of Sainte-Famille was founded, followed by another four parishes in 1679 and 80. By 1685, there were 1,200, mostly French, inhabitants and 917 livestock. That's important to know. So, in this little picture here, if you ever go to Indolia, and it's on my top bucket list, this is a monument to all those pioneers and the people that we're going to be looking at today. Marguerite and Joseph are on that as one of the early pioneer families. Now, they would go on to have 5 children. Marie, unfortunately, died at 9 months. Jean-Baptiste married Anne Casse, dite Lacasse, and had 11 children, 7 of whom made it to adulthood. Adrian died after less than 1 month. Now, Denis married Marie-Charlotte Casse, dite Lacasse, and in case that name rings a bell, that's the name of the sister of Anne who married Denis' brother, Jean-Baptiste. He actually married Marie-Charlotte 2 months after his brother married her sister, so it was a kind of a family thing. Together they had 10 children, 7 of whom made it to adulthood. Upon Marie's death, he married Elizabeth Roy and had 14 children, 13 of whom made it to adulthood. In case you are wondering, in case you're counting, this one brother had a total of 24 children with 2 wives. Incredible. Catherine married Jean-Roy and had 12 children, 8 of whom made it to adulthood. So it's just phenomenal. It's a fairly small family, but the descendancies are large for sure. Sadly, Joseph passed away on the 10th of February, 1677, at the very young age of 41. Marguerite was left a widow at 32 with 3 small children, all under 10. She was fortunate to marry Guillaume Chartier by 1678, and they did not have any children together. But they, were together for almost 20 years. I do not have death records on their of either of them, but it appears as of 1695, we don't hear about them anymore. And so we are assuming that as of 1695, afterwards they have passed on. And then we have some sort of will. And so we think that Marguerite passed away first, and then Guillaume Chartier died, leaving behind all his earthly possessions to the Jesuits. So I'm suspecting that he was probably a widower and he didn't have any children, so he probably left his estate to the Jesuits. So that's what I'm thinking. This is the church in Sainte-Famille, and there is a monument dedicated to, because we're assuming that that's where they're buried. We don't know for sure. And there was a, for the NADO, the Association de la Famille de Maldonado, they erected this monument in honor of Joseph Nadeau and Margaret Abraham, because truly, as you can plainly see, this was a very important contribution they made. The three children they had that produced offspring, produced a lot of offspring. And so Nadeau, of course, is a very common name, very famous name, actually, in Quebec still to this day. And with that, we conclude our latest episode of Les Filles du Roi. And this is our episode number 22. Episode number 23 will be coming up shortly. And until then, I bid you adieu and au revoir.